You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday morning. Joining me in studio this morning, a familiar, friendly voice here at Worldwide KFUO, the Reverend Randy Asbury from Hope Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. Good morning, Pastor Asbury.
Good morning, Andy. Good to be with you again.
It's good to have you in studio. It's Randy and Andy in the studio this morning.
The Andy and Randy Show.
Hope has, Hope Lutheran Church has quite a celebration coming up.
Yes, indeed.
Many years for which to give thanks to God.
Indeed. We are calling it the Hope 100 celebration. We're celebrating our 100th anniversary coming up October 7th, 8th, and 9th. October 8th is the actual day that Hope was founded in 1916. We can get into that story a little bit later there. But the big events coming up are many, and we'd love to have everybody join us. On Friday, October 7th at 7 p.m., we'll have a hymn festival featuring some great hymns and tunes that have been composed or redone or something like that within the last 100 years. So it's a very unique theme that I am very grateful to our cantor, Matthew Jansen, and our member, Peter Reske, for coming up with this theme. You know, that was the theme they chose. And it will feature our congregation's anniversary hymn that we commissioned. Mm-hmm. So it's a brand new hymn, and it's for the whole church. It's not specifically for Hope and, you know, one and done this year, and then we'll never hear it again. No, this is a hymn to be sung by lots of people down the road and through the next century. It's called As Stone on Living Stone Is Set. I'm sure we'll get into that as well. We're going to hear a world premiere setting of it. We've never heard this premiere setting of it before. And on top of that, I can let you in on a little secret. We're going to sing the new Reformation hymn that won the 500th anniversary of the Reformation contest and all that good stuff. So our congregational hymn is by, the tune is by Kevin Hildebrand. Mm-hmm. The text is written by Lisa Clark. Another familiar voice, yes. And we know Matt Clark from KFUO as well, his bride there. Also a daughter of Hope Congregation. And the organist for the hymn festival will be Jeffrey Blursch from Concordia University in Nebraska, in Seward, Nebraska. So it'll be a great honor to have him here. So that's the Friday night. We haven't gotten to Saturday and Sunday yet.
And this is the hymn festival.
Hymn festival, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On Friday night. That's 7 to 9 at Hope, correct?
Yeah, starts at 7. I don't know how long it'll go, but yeah, plan 7 to 9. We're going to celebrate.
Until we can't sing anymore.
That's right. That's right. We're just going to have so much fun. Then Saturday on October 8th, we're going to have a fall festival, an outdoors activity from 12 noon until 5 p.m. Come and join us for some good Kenrick's barbecue, some tedrews, some activities and games and prizes and all kinds of stuff like that for the kids and maybe some for the adults, this sort of thing. So outdoors and should be a lot of fun there. And then Sunday, October 9th, we'll have our big celebration anniversary service at 10 a.m., one single service, and then a banquet at 12 noon is filling up already, and I think that's fabulous there. So, and for the anniversary service, Dr. Lee Hagen, our Missouri District President, will be preaching there, and we'll be celebrating with great fanfare 100 years of God's grace. And our theme, I should have mentioned this before at the top, our theme is our hope for years to come.
Oh.
So not only are we looking backwards and thanking God for his graciousness, his mercy, his faithfulness, we're also looking forward saying, all right, we're going to rely on that same grace and mercy and forgiveness for the next century. So in 100 years, I'll come back and we can do another interview.
Very good.
Will you meet me here for that?
Certainly.
Okay.
Lord willing.
Good. Good.
If not here, well, we'll celebrate in the resurrection then, right?
That's right. That's right.
So lots of festivities to give thanks to God for 100 years of grace, 100 years of hope.
Of hope, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And starting off with a hymn fest, a fall festival on Saturday, and then a special service on Sunday at 10 a.m. Now, you mentioned this special hymn composed just for, well, to celebrate this anniversary, and a hymn to share with other congregations as well.
Yes, I mentioned the title of it, As Stone on Living Stone Is Set. And here is the kind of, I guess you call it the subscription here, the lines explaining the hymn. Mm-hmm. In thankfulness to God for 100 years of granting His grace through Hope Evangelical Lutheran Church, St. Louis, Missouri. Now, I love that little superscription, whatever it's, the technical term for it is, God granting His grace through Hope Church, right? So this celebration is really about thanking God.
Certainly.
Recognizing it's His work to put us here. It's not all about us in Hope Congregation who've been around for 100 years and this sort of thing, but it's about God's work there. And so what we did is we took our theme, our hope for years to come. We sent some or put some Bible passages with it on hope and confidence in God's grace and all of that stuff. We recruited Lisa Clark, a daughter of Hope Congregation, and she's a wonderful author, works at Concordia Publishing mm-hmm. House. We recruited her to write this hymn. And a fabulous text it is. And then they took the text of this hymn and said, okay, now we need some music for it. And so a whole new original tune. It's very sturdy. It's very easy to learn. Now, I've learned that word sturdy from the musicians, right? Do you know what that means?
Sturdy.
Sturdy tune, yeah. It means it's going to last a while.
Okay.
In other words, it's not a cheesy kind of
sure.
tune that you kind of get sick of after about ten times singing through it.
A tune that will withstand the test of time.
It is a tune that will withstand the test of time. And that tune was composed by Kevin Hildebrand, who's a musician at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, mm-hmm. Indiana. And here's the fun thing musicians do. They have fun with how they name their tunes, right? And so guess what he names this tune? Neosho.
Oh,
the street
yeah.
on which we are located. So they like to pull those little things out of their musicians' hats and say, we're going to name it after the street this church is on. So, yeah.
Shall we listen to a little?
Please.
We have a sample. Yes. Now, who recorded this? Do you know?
You know, I don't remember.
It's
you would
secret.
Have to ask me that, yes.
It's a secret ensemble.
Secret ensemble.
What's the name again?
As Stone on Living Stone is Set.
It was a top secret choir that they all had to sign documents so that they couldn't share what they were
right.
talk about what they were singing
right,
beforehand
right.
In order to keep it a surprise.
That's right. Yeah, I was just sent the audio file here, Pastor. Put this up on the website, will you? But a wonderful text and tune there, and we've been singing this hymn this past year. So we've been building up to this 100th anniversary for almost a year now. Last October, we started a round of guest preachers. We've had several guest preachers in for this mm-hmm. last year, about every other month. The last couple months, we've had them, you know, once a month. And each time we had a guest preacher in, we'd sing this hymn. So the choir at Hope got to know it. The congregation at Hope has gotten to know it. And we love it very well. And we also found out that another Lutheran church in Pennsylvania, get this title of the church here, John Huss Lutheran
oh, yeah.
Church in Pennsylvania,
John, yeah.
Their pastor and his wife came to visit us over the summer one time, mm-hmm. Some of our members are their friends, and it was on one of these anniversary Sundays, and he and his wife loved that hymn so much, he took it back with him, and they're starting to sing it out there. So, like I said before, this is a hymn for the whole church, and not just for Hope itself.
Now, that's a unique name for a congregation, one of the proto-reformers, right? Jan Hus?
Jan Hus, about a century before Martin Luther.
Yeah.
Actually, yes.
Well,
yes, and I just received a message from my lovely bride reminding me that it was our own Hope adult choir, the Schola Cantorum, who recorded that. And I apologize to everyone in the Schola Cantorum. I did not remember that. I did just was drawing a blank where that audio recording came from. I remember receiving the recording and all that good stuff. So my apologies to them.
Where would we be without our faithful brides to
that's
help
right.
us?
And without needing forgiveness. Well, that's what we've been celebrating for 100 years at Hope.
Indeed. Yes. Well, thank you, Mrs. Asbury, for that information, that important information. So 100 years of Hope Lutheran Church. What has happened in 100 years at this congregation?
How much time do we have?
Well, about 5
minutes. Yeah, yes, right, yeah. Well, it's a wonderful story, actually, how Hope began in the Southampton neighborhood of St. Louis. It was still fairly rural at the time. People just moving in. Think of early suburbia, people just moving into an area before it's even made into a city. That's what was happening 100 years ago in our neighborhood. And a mail carrier, a Lutheran mail carrier named William Eickhoff, was delivering his mail, making his rounds, and he started noticing more and more Lutherans moving into this area called Southampton. And so he starts getting them together and banding them together and saying, hey, let's start a Lutheran church.
How did he know they were Lutheran?
Well, he's delivering the mail. He sees things like
Der Lutheran
and the Lutheraner and Lutheran Witness and other pieces of mail coming through. Oh, these must be Lutherans. That's how this congregation started. And through a mail carrier just faithfully carrying out his Christian vocation.
Sure.
Right? First, he's a mail carrier and he says, hey, I'm also a Christian. Let's get a Christian congregation together. And so they investigated that. They had seminary students from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis do some canvassing and studying the feasibility for it. And then on October 8th of 1916, a portable chapel was dedicated. And it cost only $2,100 back in the day. A little wooden building there, yes.
Portable chapel.
Portable chapel, yes. We've always been on the same corner at Brannan and Neosho. And the portable chapel was there. Their first pastor was Reverend Martin Engel. He came in 1917. He was there for about 5 years. And at their first voters meeting held on February 22nd of 1917, they chose their name from among three options: Faith, Hope, and, wait for it, Good Shepherd. I keep kidding people. I've never found that verse in the Bible that has those three things, but those are the three things they were choosing from. And they chose Hope, of course. And the unique thing was it was Hope English Lutheran Church. And this is back in a day when to be Lutheran was to be German, or to be German was to be Lutheran, right? And so that was pretty outstanding there. One of the first congregations to say, we are starting off as an English church.
Were they part of what was known as the English?
No, they were part of what was called the Western District, which later became the Missouri District. So, which was that makes it even more unique.
Yeah,
especially in that day. But then along came Pastor Roschke. He started what was Hope Lutheran School in 1923, and he was the teacher and the principal and everything, as well as the pastor for many, many years there. And then that everything grew quite well, quite rapidly. Then they built a basement chapel, right? The plan was to build the basement chapel and then build the church on top of that. Mm-hmm. Well, within about 8 years, they realized, 8 to 10 years, somewhere in there, they realized that's not going to do for us anymore. So they had to scrap that whole plan and build the current building we have right now. So pretty amazing how things grew, how God blessed the efforts of our forebears.
That the foundation of that original basement chapel wasn't large enough for the new sanctuary.
Right,
is that what you're saying?
They figured out that even adding on, the church they had planned on top of the basement still wouldn't not have been big enough for them. Right.
And now the saints continue to gather there at Hope to receive God's good gifts 100 years later.
That's exactly what it's all about. It's all about God's people, his holy nation, his royal priesthood, continuing to gather to receive his gifts, to thank him, to give their praises and all of that good stuff, but especially receive their gifts of Jesus Christ.
Celebrating 100 years of God's grace this weekend at Hope Lutheran Church.
Well, not this weekend, October 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Why did I say this weekend? I'm ahead a week already. October 7th, 8th,
That's right.
and 9th. Thank
That's
you.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks for catching that. Now, where can we find more information? Where's the church located again? You said Neosho, right?
The church is at 5218 Neosho Street, right on the corner of Brannan and Neosho. You can find us on the World Wide Web at hopelutheranstl.org, or give us a call at 314-352-0014. We'd love to have you join us for the Hymn Festival, the Fall Festival, and the anniversary service on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
hopelutheranstl.org, is that right?
That is it. That's correct.
Check out the website. You can even hear the hymn on the website, correct?
That's right, the whole thing.
You can hear the whole
thing. Sung by my own choir. I do remember now.
Oh, thankfully, with the help of your lovely bride. Well, I again, coming up Friday, October 7th. Don't think that it's this weekend. I can't believe I said that earlier. It's coming up Friday, October 7th. Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th is the special service. Thank you, Pastor Asbury.
Thank you.
God's blessings.
It's great to be here with you. Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, Daily Lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.